Well, people from all over the province were in Toronto today to walk in support of Grassy Narrows. A caravan from Grassy Narrows in northwestern Ontario also made its way to the city, and buses of supporters joined them. The goal of the walk and rally is to bring awareness to the mercury poisoning in the community and to call for action. The mercury contamination dates back to the 1960s and 70s when the Dryden paper mill dumped 9 tons of mercury into the English Wabagoon River system. Reports have shown the contamination has caused both mental and physical health issues for years. Grassy Narrows Chief Rudy Turtle led the march today. He joins us on the line from Toronto. Hi.
Hi.
Good to have you back. How did the march go today?
It went well. Successful.
Describe what happened and how many people were there.
I would say there were about 5,000 people, give or take, and everything went well. And it was, I think, we did get rerouted a little bit, but that's okay. We just ended up walking longer. But other than that, everything worked well.
Rerouted how?
Well, I guess a previous group of demonstrators went by the hospital, and I guess it didn't go well for them. So we were kind of made to go a different route.
So how does it feel to have thousands of people with you on this march?
It felt really good.
You ended up at Queen's Park. What are you asking of the provincial government?
Well, the river hasn't been cleaned up yet, and there was a fund that was created years ago, but it's slowly depleting, and it's mostly been spent on studies and different activities. What happened is that fund is not just for Grassy Narrows; it was for White Dog and three other communities. So it kind of the pie is divided into five different communities, and it's proposal driven. Had the fund been just for Grassy Narrows, I think we would have been moving a lot faster. So that's why the river cleanup hasn't happened, because of the way it was set up. And right now we're still in the studies phase.
So you had this march. You're at Queen's Park. Did you receive any response from the province to this?
No, we haven't had any response from the province nor the feds. Like we sent our message to both of them, because you know that the province is responsible for the environment, and I believe that the feds are obligated because of the treaties that we signed with them.
What does that say to you, that you haven't really received a response and there was no response to today's demonstration?
It really shows that this issue is not a priority, that it's taken kind of a backseat again. But we're just going to continue pressing on and make sure that this issue is in front of both governments until it's been adequately dealt with.
What do you think it'll take for the governments, federal and provincial, to respond in a way that you want?
Well, I believe that as long as we continue with public pressure, they will eventually have to start doing more than what they've been doing. We do have at least 100 different groups that are helping us with our struggle.
I think in the past, you've mentioned not being able to meet with Premier Doug Ford. Has that changed at all either?
No, it hasn't changed. I've never heard a response. I may have to write letters to him, a direct letter from me. The other letters that were written were joint letters, but I just haven't done a letter by myself, and I think that's what I need to do.
Now, the federal government, the community signed an agreement with the feds to build a long-term care home for residents living with mercury poisoning. Has there been any progress on that home?
Yes, there has been. Like, we did get all the funding that we asked for, but now we're just at a stage where we are in the midst of negotiations with the potential contractor.
So what's next? You and I have talked a few times about demonstrations that you've held, and you haven't really received a response from the government that you want. So where do you go from here?
Well, like I said, we'll just continue the public pressure, not just Toronto, but possibly in Ottawa and other places. And we've been talking to Amnesty International, and we've gone somewhat to International Forum to raise awareness and that mercury problem in Grassy Narrows continues.
Chief Turtle, I really appreciate your time again. Thanks for joining me today.
Yeah. All right. Thank you.
Yeah. Rudy Turtle is the chief of Grassy Narrows First Nation. We reached him today from Toronto after the River Run 2024 Walk with Grassy Narrows for Mercury Justice Rally. Last week, CBC News reached out to the office of Greg Rickford, Ontario's Minister of Indigenous Affairs and First Nations Economic Reconciliation, to ask whether he would meet participants at the rally. A spokesperson did not answer that question, but provided an emailed statement. It says, in part, that the Ministry of Environment, Conservation and Parks remains committed to working with First Nations and stakeholders toward the remediation of mercury contamination in the English and Wabagoon Rivers. The statement mentioned that the work underway with the English and Wabagoon Rivers Remediation Panel and $85 million English and Wabagoon Rivers Trust, and said further assessment of the contaminated area is ongoing.